or sister, Jimena.
Jimena.
What do you understand by this? She's one of my colleagues or RE teachers, 20, 30 years ago in the same hometown, now is in London. Not bad. It's very, 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 what is the word? You try very hard. She tried very hard to explain. Okay. What actually does it mean? If you look at it carefully, any brother who wants to offer, okay, I think we take turn off, because otherwise, In your own words, what does it mean?
The reward that the wicked should get is not what he's getting. He's getting, not getting just reward.
Mm-hmm.
The wicked should have something bad as well as a result of what he has done.
Right? Okay.
And the just should have something good, just like wages. If you work for something, you get wages. But the reward here is not just.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
这里讲到说不管是义人还是恶人，他们所到知道的报偿不是公正的，不是按照他们所行的。
That's right. One more sister to offer some explanation before I just explain little.
我们请多一个姐妹讲一下。
But looking at the verse, what do you understand? I mean, Isaac has given a very, very close, very clear piece of information. Sister Lee is going to say something.
Okay. 所讲的是说，通常的情况下面，我们义人应该是得到正面的报答，恶人应该受到惩罚。但是在这个现实的世界当中，我们经常看到相反的一面，就是这里所讲的，义人所遭遇的反遭恶人所行的，还有恶人所遭遇的反遭义人所行的。
This is right. I think this is the explanation, really.
这就是正确的解释。
In other words, when a person does good works, you expect him to be rewarded.With goodness.
我们看到一个人做好的时候，我们通常想到说他会被按照好的来报答。
God will take care of him.
那神会照顾他。
God bless him.
神会祝福他。
But sometimes you see when a person is doing some good, very good thing, and God doesn't bless him, he doesn't get reward that he deserves to get.
但是有时候我们看到一个人做好的时候他没有得到他应该所得到的报答。
Then we begin to question God. Hey, God, what are you doing now?
所以我们就会来问神说，神到底在做什么
？In the same manner, when an evil person doing something evil, you would expect him to be punished by God, right?
当我们看到一个人做坏事的时候，我们会想说，神会惩罚他。
And yet you see, his study is doing very well, his money coming in millions and millions.
我们看到可能他会他的学习会很好，而且他赚钱赚了很多。
You can't understand. It's confusion. What happened? What's going on with God?
我们会迷惑说神到底在做什么？
Actually, when we talk about this, it's a timing factor here.
当然，我们看到这个问题的时候，这个是时间的问题。
Because God let things happen, but eventually He will actually judge.
神让这样的事情发生，但是到了最后呢，神会审判。
So you can see a lot of good people sometimes, would suffer, but on a very temporary, basis.
我们看到有的时候有的人在做好，但一人做好，他可能
遇到一些问题，
他可能会遇到一些问题，但只是暂时的。
They might suffer.
他们可能会受苦。
But this is very temporary.
但这个只是暂时的现象。
God will never allow a righteous person to suffer forever. No, that's not.
神从来不会让一个义人永远的受苦。
This is the truth in the Bible.
这个是圣经上的真理。
really. We can back this up with many verses. But the evil ones might enjoy life in this world, but eventually, where do they go? Right, that's a big question.
这个坏人恶人呢，可能会在世界上享受，但是他们最终会去哪里呢？
Sometimes God punishes instantly the wicked people.
有的时候神立即的惩罚坏人。
But then sometimes God will not punish until the day he dies.
但是有的时候神不会惩罚，直到他死的那一天。
That is even serious, or much more serious.
这个可能会更严重。
No chance to repent.
因为他根本没有机会去悔改。
This is even worse. So what is the world to him? This reward from of the world to.In a way, seemingly a reward to a wicked person, actually is a disaster.
当然，这样
disaster 就是祸患嘛，哈。Seemingly is a reward.
这个好像看来，这个是对一个人是一种报答。
对，这种 evil person，
对于恶人来说是一种报答。
But actually, he is to be punished eventually.
但是最终呢，他可能会被受到惩罚。这个是很悲伤的事情。
So I think the point is today, we don't have to judge.When you see something we don't understand, God has His own ways.
但是今天我们当我们看到一些不明白的事情的时候呢，我们应该想到说，神最终
right.
会审判。
This is now open, no? What else? We're going to concentrate on this point: vanity of a reward. In other words, can you find verses in the Bible, tell us which tell us that vanity would come into a reward can be a vanity.What does it mean? Can you use verses to support?
我们可不可以从圣经上找出一些经文来支持说
Isaac again. Isaac, you've got so many things. If you don't talk, Isaac is going to be the one only talking.
如果大家不讲的话 ，Isaac 弟兄会讲。
Psalm 73, sir.
Psalm 73.
诗篇。
Talking about. If you read from verse 2.
诗篇七十三篇第二节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Psalm 73.
I will start to read from verse 3.
Verse 3, okay.
诗篇七十三篇第三节。
I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
Okay, there's a verse, huh? Psalm 73.
诗篇七十三篇第三节。
Verse 3, okay.
Shall I read on?
Yeah, which verse you want to refer to? Verse
yeah,
three,
yeah, I just want to hear, yeah, well, David is talking about the prosperity of the wicked people.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to verse 4, it says, there is no pang in their death, and their strength is firm.
Mm-hmm.
They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men, and so on and so forth. So the wicked people prosper according to Psalm 73 here.
Mm-hmm.
And,
你看一下，说、so, 根据诗篇哦，那些坏人啊可以兴旺。What else？ 就是这里啊，七十三篇了、啊。So your point is， 还是啊？
The wicked should not be prosperous.
Sorry.
Even David said he stepped nearly sleep and when he was envious of the wicked people.
So, you're saying they are actually the wicked people are rewarded.
Rewarded.
Eventually.
Well, if you were not eventually.
But what was the eventual outcome?
Well, if you let me read.
No. Just in your own words after reading this. What did you think the eventual outcome?
Well, David said God put them in a slippery ground.
Okay.
Yeah, and eventually they fall.
That verse is.Good thinking. 这好 It's good thinking, yes. In other words, according to this, if you've got time, you read this psalm, this chapter.
如果我们有时间读这个诗篇第七十三篇的话
you can see the evil people are in a way rewarded.
我们从前面几节看到说，好像这个恶人呢，倒是被倒是受到这个报答。
But eventually,
但是最终呢，他们跌倒。
They will fall. God will punish them eventually.
最终神会惩罚他们。
So this kind of worldly reward, is not real. It's not real eventually to the wicked. That is the point our brother is making.
这个
是真的。
这个世界上的报答对恶人来讲啊，到最终不是。
Because when we are not spiritual, we look at rewards only in a mundane worldly sense, only worldly things. Ah, he's rich, he's educated, he's gifted. Then we, rewards for him.
当然，我们不要从世界上的角度来看到这个神的报答。
Because the reward eventually is whether we go to heaven or not.
因为最终的报答就是要讲到说我们是进天国还是下地。
This is very important definition of the reward.
这才是这个报答这两个字的真正的意义。
So in other words, Jason is talking now. Louder.
请看约伯记第十二章，约伯是一个很好的例子。第六节，
I can't hear properly. Louder. Too far the corner.
His friends were asking him to forsake God.
Uh-huh.Alright, so you're saying Job was rewarded eventually or what? He suffered in the beginning, right?
约伯起先他受苦。
And then later on, was he rewarded?
到了后面他是不是受到报答?
Yes, he was rewarded. So your message is using Job actually is to tell us Okay.
约伯根据他的行为，他应该是受到这个报答的一个人，但是好像说他不是他不是受到这个报偿。
So this is the part of the life. This applies within part of the life before the whole eventual thing came to the end, right? In other words, this is true to a certain part of his life.The first part of his life.
这个是对的，从他的生命中的一部分来讲。
Because he was so good and yet he was not rewarded.
他是这么好的一个人，但是他好像没有受到报酬。
So again, it points to us timing.
所以这个对我们来讲又是一个时间的问题。
Eventually, he was blessed. He was rewarded.
他受到报偿。
I think that is a good analogy, but could explain a bit further, isn't it, my brother?
这是一个很好的解释，很好的一个例子。
再加以解释。Okay, anybody else?Can we take turn to have? Bernard, yes.
I think the thing that comes to mind is the book about the rich man and Lazarus.
Yeah.
I don't want to read the whole of it out.
Okay.
Basically,
Luke 16. Luke 16章讲到财主和拉撒路的比喻。
From verse 19 to 31.
19节到31节。
And this rich man, it says that he was dressed in purple and fine linen.lived in luxury every day. And when you go to verse 25, it says Abraham replied to him. Now this is after the judgment. Mm-hmm. Abraham replied to his son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things, but now he is comforted here, and you're in agony. I mean, you have to read the whole thing. But what comes to mind from what we read in Ecclesiastes is...No, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus and the contrast for both of them because Lazarus was somebody that he suffered greatly. I mean, we know it says that his suffering was so bad that verse 20 says at his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus covered and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dog came and licked his sores. So, you know, he suffered greatly.
Right.So the point you are making is this Lazarus, you know, the rich man actually did not get his real reward eventually.
Yeah. 这个财主
最终没有得到他的报偿。
Look at he was very rich, right? Physically.
他在世上的时候他是很有钱的。
But he did not do his best.
但是他
to help others. He
did not do his best. 没有尽到他的力量去帮助人。
Eventually, what kind of reward he had?
最终呢，他得到什么样的奖赏呢？
Nothing.
他什么都没有得到。
According to the parable of Jesus, hell awaiting him.
根据主耶稣所讲的比喻的这个地狱在等待着他。
So when we say vanity of a reward, actually we talk about things of the world can be a vanity. You might get a lot of money, reach everything, you know, but that is vanity eventually. That's the point.
当我们讲到这个报偿的虚空的时候，我们所指的是这世界上的东西到最后都是虚空的。
You can be very educated, just you can be very rich like Lazarus, but eventually what do you get?
你可能受到很高的教育，你也可能很有钱，但是最终你得到什么呢？
That's very important to remind us.
这是很重要的来提醒我们。
I think that's from Paul, we can draw some teaching. Paul was a great worker of God.
跟弟兄说，这个保罗也是一个很好的例子，他为主做了很多的工作。
And he was called by God and to be the ministers of the Gentiles.
他被神呼召作为外邦人的一个使徒。
And according to the theory that's just mentioned, to be born is reached by God. Yeah.
根据刚才所讲的，他应该在这世界上好像受到很好的报答。但是保罗真的他受了很多的苦。但是最后呢，保罗他受到了神真正的这种属灵上的奖赏。
If you look at the Romans chapter 8:18,
如果
罗马书
没有
18，
没有 18,
chapter 8,
chapter 8,
第八章。
罗马书第八章。
18。
第十八节。
I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
保罗说，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
I think that when we learn this topic, that we try to learn that we need to pursue after the reward.
我们学习这个题目的时候，我们经常想说，我们要从神那里会得到什么样的奖赏
？Okay, this is a good thing.
这也是一个很好的。
Paul actually, yes, his reward was very spiritual, of course, eventually.
当然，最后的神在属灵上面得到神 很大的奖赏。
Yes, he suffered physically, maybe.
他在肉体上也受了很多的苦。
But actually, when you think about Paul suffering in this world.
但是我们想到说，保罗在这世界上受苦的时候
，He actually rejoiced in the sufferings.
但是他在受苦中，他享受。
In prison, I write letters.
他在监狱里面，他写信。
Being misunderstood, I am joyful.
我被误解了，但是我还是很高兴。
So really, really in that way, he did not suffer too much because he has God, you see.
从一方面来说，因为他有神，所以他不是他自我感觉不是受很多的苦。
But his eventual reward is heavenly. That is 100% true.
他最终的奖赏是天上的，这是百分百正确的。
It's good. Yes. Okay. Can we just let others speak a bit more first? Because it can turn. Because the whole purpose of this changing this 11 o'clock service is to have everybody speak something, if possible, and then we can come back to you.
我们让其他的弟兄姐妹先讲一下，有没有姐妹要讲？
John Matthew 6 yes.
马太福音第六章。
好的。不是。What verse? Chapter 6, verse 1. Verse 1, okay.
Take
六章第一节。第二节。第五节以后。
When you fast, don't do it so people could actually know, because the praise that you get, the praise that the Pharisees were getting, that's all the reward that they were going to get. And we're encouraged that everything that we do, we lay up treasures in heaven so that the reward that we get will be eternal.
太多。Is it too long for him to interpret? But I'll try to. But the whole, 这里他所讲的，因为马太第六章哦，主要的是讲到，也是一种，怎么说？这里啊，是第一节讲什么？
第一节
读一下。
第一节，你们要小心，不可站上事行在人的面前。
行善啊，行善的事哦，有时候会变成了，最后不能够得到神的奖赏。这讲，因为你行善动机问题 ，English， 啊，这是他，这里，但是他说是主要的重点哦，行善的动机不全了，但是你的奖赏就有问题了，啊 ，So if your heart is wrong in doing good deeds, then the reward would not be what you hope for。
如果你行善的动机不对的话，那么你这个。
那个 motive 嘛，动机嘛，这最后 is not 不是你所期望的嘛 ，not what you hope for， 所、so、以 it's very sad。
这个是很悲伤的。
So I think this tells us that our reward can only be true and genuine from God if our heart is right as we do good deeds。
当然，如果我们在神面前的心是正确的话，我们会从神面前得到。
Maybe I just throw a few verses for you, you know, and then you can。Speak again from Ecclesiastes. We're going to talk about Ecclesiastes, you see. And I'll give you a few verses regarding this, and then you can speak a bit more.
Chapter 1, verse 10.
It has already been in ancient times before us. Verse 11.
十一节。
There is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of things that are to come by those who will come after. You see, no remembrance of former things. I think it's an indication of reward, in a certain extent.
这里讲到说，不会被人纪念，这应该也是指着这个报答的问题。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
二章十八节。
Then I hated all my labor in which I had toiled under the sun, because I must leave it to the man who will come after me. Is it not a kind of vanity of reward? You can labor and toil. You got 10 houses, and somebody told me, I've got more than 10 houses, 10 properties. I asked him, hey, which one are you going to bring to heaven in the future? Well, he was shocked, not one.
如果一个人有很多房子的话，我会问他说：“你最终哪一间会带到天国里面去呢
？”Not one，
可能一间都不会。
怎么可能啊 ？Definitely no， no one，
根本不会。
So I think this is you can labor a lot. Eventually, what's the reward if you don't have Jesus？
我们可以在世界上面很劳苦、很辛勤，但是最终呢，我们可以从主耶稣那边得到什么样的报偿呢？
I must leave it to somebody else.
我要将这些东西留给其他的人。
Reward? Oh, it's a vanity. Oh, it's a vanity. You know.
这也是一种虚空。
Look at chapter 5. And then you can.
我们再看第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 13 and 14.
十三节十四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse
13 and 14. This is severe evil which I have seen under the sun. Riches kept for their own to his hurts. Verse 14. But those riches perish through misfortune. When he begets a son, there is nothing in his hand. You see, you can see these two verses. This is also about reward of vanity. It's vanity. And obviously, the purpose of this topical study, I think, is to ensure us to know clearly what we aim for as far as a reward is concerned. In other words, the study we're doing now, it is for us to think about what we want as a reward from God.
这个我们学习这个主题的目的就是让我们清楚地去思考我们真正的想从神那里得到什么样的奖赏。
But most people only think about the world reward.
很多的人只是想到这世界上的报答。
But as soon as they die, they will be discouraged and very sorrowful.
当然当一个人一离开这个世界的时候，死后呢，他就会很悲伤。
So that's why Revelation chapter 14 verse 3 tells us that great reward is our works follow us, you know, after we died.
这个启示录十四章第三节告诉我们， 我们的
chapter 14 verse 13
十四章十三节告诉我们，
very important. Our good works will follow us.
做工的果效随着我们。
This is a good reward.
这就是一个好的报答。
It's not vanity.
这一种的报偿不是虚空的。
So I think when we talk about this topic, we have to think of compare. Everything I do in the world, if cannot last forever, that is not a reward.
我们学习这个主题应该想到，我们在世界上所得到的一些东西，如果不能够存到永久的话，这就是不是一种的报偿。
You can study and study to become a very powerful person, knowledgeable person in the world.
你可以在世界上面一直的学习，使你成为一个很强的，
But eventually, what do you gain?
但是最终呢，你到底得到了什么？
So we have to think like this, you see.
我们要从这个角度来思想。
And then we can do something more for Jesus.
然后我们就可以为主耶稣做更多的工作。
I think this is the purpose of our discussion, really. How we can ensure we receive rewards, which would last forever.
这个我们学习这个主题的目的就是要讲说我们 要得到怎么样的奖赏，会最终会存到永远。
Look at one more verse and then you talk, Psalms 49.
我们再看多一节圣经，诗篇第49篇。
Psalms 49.
诗篇49篇。
This is a very good chapter regarding, you know, vanity of reward as well.
这一篇的诗篇对我们学这个主题来说也是很好的一篇。
If you read from verse 10, you can see,
如果我们看第十节开始的话，
You can see, for he sees that a wise man die, likewise the fool on the sendless person perish and leave wealth to others. It's a reward of vanity, of wealth.
这里讲到是说这种财富的报答的虚空。
And then properties, verse 11.
第十一节,
their inner thought is that their houses will continue forever, but it's not true, it's impossible. What will not be given to them.
他们心里面想说他们的家事会全到永久, 其实不是这样。
Verse 17,
第十七节,
for when he dies, he shall carry nothing away, his glory shall not descend after him.
因为他死的时候什么也不能带去, 他的荣耀也不能随他下去。
Isn't that true?
When
we are getting older and older, we are thinking of, you know, we are departing the world very soon.
当我们 变得越来越老的时候， 我们会想到说， 我们可能很快就离开这个世界。
2 weeks ago, I called my father.
2个星期前， 我打电话给我的父亲。
Of course, he is still healthy.
当然他还是很健康的。
And he still drives a car.
他还会驾车。
At the age of 87.
在他 现在87岁的时候，
Still drives a car 3 times a week to go and buy fish in the market.
他还可以一个星期驾车3次去市场上面买鱼。
But he said to me,
I'm getting old.
啊，他一直讲说啊，我现在老了。
But he's still very healthy. But he recognizes I'm getting old.
啊，但是他一直想说我老了。
But in my mind, I said, you are very old.
啊
，in my mind.
哦
，I did not say to him, of course.
啊，在我的思想里面，我是说啊，你真的老了。但是我没有跟他讲。
So we have to think about our reward in the future. What is going to be our reward?
啊，所以我们要想说在。将来我们的奖赏是什么？
I mean, those who are older than us here, I mean, we think of this, oh, think of this.
在座的比较年长的，我们要想这个问题。
But the young ones also must think about the reward.
当然我们年轻的也应该想说这个报答的问题。
Because we are not sure when, how long we're going to live on in this world.
因为我们不能够肯定说我们还会在这世界上面活多长。
Okay. That's why there's a person says, oh, you know, in this.He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Wonderful one, isn't it? And listen carefully. He is not a stupid person who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Ah, wonderful, isn't it? 他不是个愚蠢的人。如果他能够把他自己不可能保留的，来去换取将来不能够失去的。是很好啊 ，isn't it? We are not a stupid person if we can give what we cannot keep today.
我们也不是愚蠢到这种程度。
我们 if we can do it, we are not a stupid person.
我们如果可以这样做的话，我们就不是愚蠢的人。
So I'm not stupid.
我不是愚蠢的。
If I can give what I cannot keep.
如果我可以给出我不能够保留的东西。
And then I can gain something in heaven which I cannot lose.
我就会从天上我得到我不会失去的东西。
This is true reward.
这是真的奖赏。
This is not vanity anymore.
这就不再是一种虚空。
This is what Jesus wants us to do.
这就是主耶稣要我们所做的。
Heap up treasures in heaven.
所以我们要存留财宝在天上。
How?
怎么样做
呢？Study for Jesus.
我们要为主耶稣学习。
Work for Jesus.
我们要为主耶稣
工作。Get married for Jesus.
明天要为主结婚。
Hey, true, oh, married for Jesus, oh.
这是真的。
Brother.Get married for Jesus. We got two persons here getting married tomorrow.
我们有两位弟兄姐妹明天要结婚。
For Jesus.
为主耶稣。
Very important. And then your reward will be wonderful.
这是。
That reward will not be vanity.
这种的报答是非常美好的，不是虚空的。
I think this is the message. Really? Anybody else want to say something? Oh, our brother, Deacon. Let's Deacon say that first. Okay. Because you said. Hang on.If he's going to say something. Yeah, he wants us to speak. Yeah.
No, I want to ask a question.
Okay.
Yes,
very hot. We're going to talk more.
I think this thing is, the topic is one-sided. You are considering heaven alone. Shouldn't the righteous even enjoy on earth?
We have said that.
Yeah, what I'm just saying, the reward. Shouldn't the righteous get a good reward on earth?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
No, not necessarily, because people are already happy with it, they are content. Even Paul suffered and yet he was joyful.
No, I mean,
that joy is a reward. There's joy is a reward in him. In suffering, joy is a reward.
the question I'm asking.
Yeah. Okay.
are we looking at vanity of reward in the eyes of Solomon, because he was not thinking about heaven when he wrote Ecclesiastes.
Doesn't matter. The point is this.
Yes.
We are talking about 他的问题就是我们在讲的那件事情。他讲他的问题就是说我们讲这个报赏是什么报赏？到底是只是讲世上的报赏呢，还是天上的报赏？其实我们两个都讲。So the answer is we talk about rewards, heavenly, and rewards.In this world, but eventually rewards in heaven is what we aim for. That is the main point. But in the world, if you do well, God will bless you, of course, physically, because this is God's promise. If you do well, God will give you what you need in this world. Isn't it? What is the reward in this world? Is that answer your question? Yeah. So it's not one. It's not one side traffic. One side. Where? It's true. Reward, but remember, reward in the world.Cannot last forever. That is the point we have to bear in mind. Yes. How old you are? You're 70. Let's say, okay. And you cannot last forever.
longevity, 长命, 长寿 is a reward. 长寿 is a reward. 长命啊, is a reward.
好像说这个长寿啊, 可能是一种, 一种, 这种 报偿, 好的报偿。
Yeah, but if you are, can you even talk, a vegetable man, you know, for 10 years, is it a reward? 长寿?
但是如果你成为一个植物人的话,
no, I would die immediately.
如果是我的话, 我就想马上死, 而且进天国。
So you see, perception of worldly things can always mislead us to some extent if we're not careful. When you talk about rewards, so I think it's a good topic, when you talk about rewards. Don't take worldly things at the kind of reward that we aim for.
不要把这个世界上的东西作为一种我们追求，就作为一种报偿，我们要追求。
Because Jesus says everything will be given to us. Don't worry.
主耶稣说，世上的一切东西都会给我们，不要担忧。
We all know this, but we still do not trust in His words.
我们都知道这一点，但是我们还是不能完全的信靠他的话语。
So we do very hard and hard, and then we feel very sorrowful. You know. We work hard and then we suffer. This is very silly.
我们还是一直一直的工作，然后我们受苦。
That is not a reward.
这不是一种报酬。
You work hard and you suffer. It's not a reward.
你工作，而且你受苦。
You work hard, you feel very pitiful, very sad. It's not a reward.
你工作，但是你
very pitiful, very sorrowful, no happiness.
你还是很可怜的话，你还是很悲伤的话， 这不是一种报酬。
But Paul worked very hard.
保罗为主很努力的工作。
He suffered so much.
他为主受了很多的苦。
He had joy.
但是他心里面有喜乐，这是一种报，真正的报酬。
Power from God.
这是一种从神来的，这是我们要追求的。
See, but in the future,
但是在将来呢,
of course, the eventual reward is to meet each other in heaven.
我们最终的报酬是要想在这天国。
So things in the world, the things in the world,
所以这世界上的东西,
cannot deter my eventual goal.
不可以改变我 这个最终的方向。
So God will give us everything that we need in this world.
神会给我们这世界上面我们所需要的一切东西。
This is His promise.
这是他的应许。
I think this is a reward itself.
这本身就是一个应许。
够重了。 Okay. We thank God. Brother, you want to say something? Okay. Yes. Okay.
Chapter 9. 我们再看这个传道是第九章的话 7到第10节。
Go eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already accepted your works. And I'll just as a read line here. Live joyfully with wife whom you love all the days of your grandmother, which He has given you under the sun. All your days of vanity, for that is your portion in life and in the labor which you perform under the sun. 10. Whatever your hand finds, do it with your might, for there is no work of the wise or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. So I just summarize this, what I'm trying to say. That I mean, we enjoy the life in the world because there's something that's given by God. Yeah, but at the same time, that's we need to do two things here. That's a 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there's no work or device or knowledge when you depart from the world. You can't do any good work at all. So you need to do two things. Enjoy your life, at the same time, fear God and do good.
Okay. 我们要做两件事情，第一个就是享受我们的生活，第二个就是要为主。 我们在世界上要尽力的去做。
That's good. Yes, and there's a true reward. Do our best in this world.
在这世界上尽我们的力量去做。
As we've been talking about, joy is the most important thing, spiritual joy.
这个属灵的喜乐是最重要的事情。
If we come to the church, we've got joy. How wonderful, isn't it?
如果我们来到教会的话，我们很喜乐的话，这不是一件很美好的事情吗？
We meet each other, we have joy. It's wonderful.
我们见到互相见面的，这个我们很高兴，这是很好。
One another, we have joy. It's wonderful.
我们跟弟兄姐妹们谈话，我们今天很高兴，这也是一种报酬。
Reward.
这是一种报酬。
This is not vanity.
这不是一种。 虚空。
I think in the future if we can each of us can take the initiative to talk more, it will be easier. And those who have given a point, let others, you know, give a point. It also is a consideration, I think.
在将来我们要主动的 去讲。
如果你讲了好几个 point, 就让其他人讲。 It would be very useful.
这样的话会很有用的。
I think it's good. We in the future we well, the one who is leading must prepare a bit.
这个 主持的人呢, 我们要
准备一下，多准备。 And then I think we'll reward. We will get the true reward.
我们会得到这个真正的奖赏。
Isn't it, Isaac?
Before
we do it later on, because this is really because the best four. A quarter to all, we're going to start.
I'm talking about the topical
or
chapter by chapter.
Yeah.
That thing with me, I wanted to ask you before.
Yeah, okay.
I recommend chapter by chapter.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
他的建议是说一章一章的学习会更好, so.
Yeah, I think he's got a point anyway. That's what I would prefer actually.
Yes.
Because then we will know the whole chapter well.
Yes.
Because now it's topical, you have to bring in all verses from the Bible. It's good, it's not bad. But I mean, if you want to study the Bible well, then chapter by chapter is the best.
这样主题式的学习不是不好的，但是如果我们可以一章一章的学习的话，可能会更好。
If we want to know the Bible well,
如果我们想知道圣经更多的话,
then chapter by chapter is correct, is right. It's the best way. I'm going to pray. Just pray.
我们要一起来祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Please, Lord.